Alaska Senate Democrats are restarting an effort to expand access to the Denali Kid Care Program. The Senate Health and Social Services Committee held a hearing regarding the legislation yesterday afternoon. A similar piece of legislation was vetoed by the governor last year. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Though this is just the first step in the process, Senator Betty Davis, an Anchorage Democrat, feels that she needs to move her bill forward in its current form, despite the governor's opposition. Senator Davis's legislative aide, Tom Obermeyer, explains the bill.
Senate Bill 5 increases and restores to the original levels established 14 years ago, as it was just mentioned, the qualifying income eligibility standard to 200% of the federal poverty level for the state children's health insurance program, SCHIP, called Denali Kid Care in Alaska.
According to Obermeyer, the bill would make health insurance accessible to roughly 1,277 more uninsured children and 225 more pregnant women in Alaska. These are the people who were dropped and the level was dropped to 175% and frozen in 2003. A similar bill was passed through the House and Senate last year, but was vetoed by Governor Sean Parnell after he learned that it paid for abortions. According to Governor Parnell's press secretary, Sharon Lehow, his feelings toward the current bill remain the same, stating, quote, "The governor does not support the bill in its current form. So far, there hasn't been any compromise proposals that do not include public funding for abortions." Everyone who spoke during the public testimony portion of the hearing was in favor of the bill. On behalf of the Alaska Women's Lobby, Karen Robinson, whose 9-year-old grandson has benefited from Denali Kid Care, urged the committee to move forward with the bill.
I plead with you to move forward, keep this bill going. It's not just my grandson, it's a lot of grandchildren out there. And all I can say to Senator Meyer, I mean, you also have the veto override. I believe it is time that we move forward, we get this bill to the governor, we do what we can to convince them that this is in the best interest of children, and if not, bring it back to the legislature and override his veto.
After public testimony was closed, much of the discussion revolved around the definition of medically necessary abortion, as the abortion aspect of the bill was a major sticking point for the governor last year. From the Department of Health and Social Services, John Sherwood commented on the department's policy for determining when an abortion is medically necessary.
We do not have a standard in statute or regulation about medical necessity. Again, I think, you know, last summer when we clarified, it was really the coverage of abortions came about through the court order in which the court instructed that we cover medically necessary abortions, and at this time that determination is made by the physician.
Obermeyer presented a legal memorandum that was prepared last November in regard to the definition of the different classifications of abortions.
7 Alaska Administrative Code 47.290 provides as follows. In quotes, number 7, elective abortion means a procedure other than a therapeutic abortion to terminate a pregnancy. Number 8, in quotes, therapeutic abortion means the termination of a pregnancy. Subsection A reads, certified by a physician as medically necessary to prevent the death or disability of the woman.
Cases that constitute the crime of sexual assault, sexual abuse of a minor, or incest are also taken into account. Legislators will readdress the bill on Monday, where they will decide whether or not the bill will be moved out of the committee. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.